And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The former president of the United States, Donald Trump, has been indicted for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. According to Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, Trump has been indicted on 4 felony counts that include conspiracy to defraud the United States government and witness tampering. More now from the Associated Press report, Eric Tucker.
This indictment alleges that Donald Trump lost the election and knew that he lost the election, but nonetheless, for 2 months, engaged in repeated scheme after scheme to work to overturn the results so that he could cling to power. It alleges that he enlisted a variety of aides and advisors in these different schemes and turned aside advice from other aides who said, you have to tell the truth, you lost.
Trump has been ordered to appear before the judge in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. A French military transport carrying Europeans has left Niger, the first evacuation flight since the coup deposed the elected government. Well, the junta has refused to consider the 7-day deadline to reinstate the elected government. U.N. Special Representative for West Africa, Leonardo Santos Simeo, says
the situation is very fluid. What I know is that different member states are preparing themselves to use force if necessary.
In Washington, the White House said the United States was not going to evacuate citizens for now, saying that there does not appear any immediate danger. Anti-aircraft units worked to shoot down drones attacking the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, early Wednesday, with drone debris falling in 3 districts but causing no injuries, according to the city's mayor and military officials. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military government has reduced the prison sentence of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. However, she must still serve 27 years of her sentence. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reiterated his call for her immediate release. As we hear from Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah, the military junta has been under increasing pressure to quell violent protests over its takeover of the government.
On Monday, the junta postponed an election promised by August this year and extended a state of emergency for another 6 months, which critics say would prolong the crisis.
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Fitch Ratings has downgraded the United States government's credit rating, citing a rising debt at the federal, state, and local levels and a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the past 2 decades. On the first day of her trip to Brazil, the United Nations Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohamed Tuesday commended the government's efforts on taking urgent climate action.
We're in Brazil today because this is where the SDGs and the Sustainable Development Agenda was born in the 90s and eventually was birthed to the world as a global agenda.
The event was held for the signing of the Cooperation Framework on Accelerating Implementation of the Sustainable Development Agenda. The agenda is a 15-year plan of action to end poverty, protect the planet, and improve lives. Efforts to help Haitians survive the gang violence swamping their nation suffered a grave blow with the kidnapping of an American nurse from New Hampshire and her daughter, who remained missing on Tuesday. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
About 200 Haitians marched on their nation's capital to show their anger over the abduction of Alex Dorsonville, who was working for the nonprofit Christian ministry Elroy Haiti, when she and her daughter were seized Thursday. The kidnapped woman is the wife of the ministry's founder, Sandro Dorsonville. Witnesses told the Associated Press Alex Dorsonville was working in a small brick clinic when armed men burst in and seized her. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department Tuesday, in a statement, joined U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres in praising the announcement by the government of Kenya that they will positively consider leading a multinational police force to help combat Haiti's gangs and improve security in the violence-racked Caribbean nation. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, has sued a group of researchers alleging that their work highlighting an increase in hate speech on the platform cost the company millions of dollars of advertising revenue. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.